Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Ash. I play drums in Happiness.
I'm Benji. I play mostly guitar and a bit of singing in Happiness.
I'm Johnny. I do the stuff that Benji doesn't do.
So what is that stuff?
It's kind of bass and guitar sometimes. And
so you're like a part-timer.
We kind of switch it around.
East London or South London?
Southeast.
When people listen to your record and they hear it, what are some things that they're going to not necessarily know about that you can help them, that's going to help them with, I mean, they'll like the music, but more that's going to tell them something about the band or about the music. Would each of you kind of tell me something about that?
Over 50 years ago now, a man called Terry Richardson set up a studio in New York called The Factory, and he took us under his wing, recorded a few kind of things there. It ended up not really working out. We moved back to South London, recorded an album about a boy who didn't understand the concept of birthdays, and got picked up by Barnon Records in the United States and brought out to the South by Southwest Music Convention Festival 2015, and that's where we are now.
Let's first talk about the factory things, because you said it didn't work out, right? So what's the definition of that? What went wrong there? Was it not what you wanted it to be? Was it the producer? What was some of the things that happened there? Without naming names, although he already did.
His dog died. He had a beautiful long-haired German Shepherd that lived with him.
It was killed there was a pack of big, oversized schnauzers that used to live next door,
yeah.
And they were very
now
unfriendly.
Now I don't know. I can't tell whether we're on the lie mode or
no,
the real
no, no,
mode.
No. This is true.
Okay, this is too
Ali.
Good then.
Her name was Ali. She was a long haired.
This is very specific.
No, this is too good.
This is
because
about
you see, this could be taken
can,
in the in the tall tales mode.
Yeah, no. This long-haired German Shepherd used to lie on the floor while we played drums, and she wasn't bothered by it at all. She was very gentle. And she was a rescue dog, and recently, after our relationship with this man dissipated, we heard that she died, and that was sad, and that probably was quite a catalyst in where we went subsequently.
For the new record?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So what you're saying, and I'm not being facetious, that the influence for this new record was that the former producer's dog met an untimely and terrible death?
Possibly.
That's almost exclusively the inspiration behind.
Okay, so how do you take that image and turn that into the story of the boy? How did that happen?
I think the idea of birthdays is kind of a metaphor for the birth of Ali into the world.
Yeah.
And I think that every time we talk about birthdays, we talk about the gift of life that was given to Ali.
She was given a second chance at life.
It's and also ironically and kind of paradoxically, yeah. Her death is also perhaps her rebirth. And so the album could be taken in any two kind of polar opposite places.
So you sit down to make this record. You had the inspiration. How did you build the story from there?
I don't think there was ever a point where we kind of sat down and compiled a story. I think we there was a lot of hurt. And it kind of over the course of the songs we were writing, over the course of 8 or 9 months, it just, you know, common themes would appear in the kind of language we were using, both musical and semantically.
I think other people have imposed a bit of a narrative onto it that doesn't necessarily exist, which is fine. They're very welcome to do that.
So other people have kind of pasted things onto it. So where did that come from? Is that because journalists and people are looking for some sort of reference point and it can't just be a group of songs that are under this kind of monitor?
Yeah, there was an extent to which the press had to have a thing to say about it. They couldn't make up their own minds. They had to be told what this story was about or why it existed.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for the fact that people need to kind of make sense of something in their own way in order to kind of have somewhere to start out with it. And so we thought we'd give them something.
It's a bit like a cooking program where you throw a couple of bits of ingredients to a bunch of different chefs in front of a TV and say, make something with this. And it's kind of funny to watch them play around with it and turn it into a different thing.
Let's blow up some other things, shall we? Let's blow up genres.
We love genres.
We know genres.
All of them.
But this is, but there you go. Here we go. He's going.
Hip hop, rock.
Sex rock.
And roll.
Now, name a band that actually does roll.
Does roll. Well, I mean, that's a good...
Lloyd Grossman. The Lloyd Grossman Punk Project.
His roll.
Yeah, that's right.
It's rolling.
Almost exclusively. Is it stale, though? Roll. Is it a fresh roll or a stale roll?
It's more
he
of a
He should
kind
know
of...
better than to let it go stale.
Yeah, he should. He knows how but to keep a roll glutinous.
You keep it in a bread box?
Yeah.
Don't put it in the refrigerator?
No.
Put it in the refrigerator, it dries out.
Yeah.
Air See, tight. I can go with you on this.
Put it in the freezer, you can toast it up. Later.
It's all about the gluten to...
Ah, but you see, but remember, you're British, so toasties are your thing. They're not my thing.
Yeah. Interestingly, we don't even have a toaster in our apartment.
What is wrong with you?
I know.
Okay, back to genres.
So wait,
but I'm going to say, what about toaster as a genre? Crispy rock.
If you are spelling that here. ER or A apostrophe?
Well, you guys can't spell anyway. I mean, look at the way you named your band.
I think if you sat here and told us that toaster was a genre, we would probably believe you.
Yeah, we're big on genres.
You're young, you're a band, you put out a record, it's a clever record, you've got a story behind it, people magnify that story, and really what it all comes down to is you wrote some good songs, right? And you know how to play, and you have a point of view, and you're going to have fun, and then you're going to conquer the world. We all know that.
I think going back to what you said about 30 seconds ago, about just writing a bunch of good songs and it blowing up, I think it's probably fair to say that... that a lot of the stuff in those reviews was not present at the time of writing and recording the songs.
Yeah. As I said, a lot of stuff's been imposed on us, maybe.
So where's the money come from? And I mean that in a serious way, because you've got a manager. You've got a team. And so it's not playtime at the zoo, because it cost the band a lot of money to come here. To get the visas.
This is our opportunity to pick up the British government.
British.
Thank you.
Phonograph industry grant, late 2014.
UK trade and investment.
British music overseas.
They gave us a grant. And the PRS. Thank you to PRS. Yeah,
thanks.
So you're going to tour here for the next month. And that's kind of like your baby. The record's sort of coming out. And we're going to play some smaller gigs and kind of get it out there. Then you're going to go back there.
We're not. We kind of, because it's... This is the first time it's coming out in the States, but it came out...
How long has it been out there?
In the UK, it's been out since June 2014, yeah. So...
Wow.
We've kind of toured it a bunch in the UK, and we've done...
So you get to redo it here, but now you do it for a month here, and then what?
And then we're going to Europe, because it's getting its European release.
Ah, okay.
And then in the UK, we're doing about a 5-show tour and 2 festivals, but we're not kind of...
But you can do a couple of the summer festivals. Because you must.
But we're doing some in Europe.
We're doing some in America.
You have to. You have to do the festivals. It's a requirement. Millions of adoring fans. I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is 2 of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else in between.